AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. The white gunman who killed 10 black people in a racist attack at a Buffalo, New York supermarket is being charged with federal hate crimes. Peyton Gendron had already faced a mandatory life sentence without parole if convicted on previously filed state charges. Attorney General Merrick Garland is in Buffalo today. Americans are paying record high prices for gas, and President Biden is telling oil refiners to take action. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In a letter to seven refiners, the president calls on them to produce more gas and diesel and work with his administration on near-term solutions. The president writes Russia's Ukraine war is mainly to blame for high gas prices, but he's also essentially accusing refiners of taking advantage, noting their profits have tripled. Last week, he called out ExxonMobil in particular.
Exxon made more money than God this year.
The company says it's already told the administration of plans to boost oil producing and refining capacity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia's Gazprom announced a reduction in natural gas flows through a key European pipeline for a second day in a row. Germany's vice chancellor said the initial move appeared to be political rather than the result of technical problems. Retail sales slipped in May amid surging inflation. Stocks opened higher on Wall Street ahead of a closely watched decision later today on interest rates from the Federal Reserve. Government advisors are meeting to decide whether to endorse coronavirus shots for babies, toddlers, and preschoolers. Dr. Evan Anderson is an Emory University pediatrician representing Moderna.
Having cared for several children that have died of COVID, we need to be able to prevent COVID-19.
The European Union is suing Britain over its move to rewrite the trade rules agreed to when the country exited the EU 2 years ago. This is AP News. Amber Heard is speaking out about the op-ed she wrote in the Washington Post that led to the libel lawsuit filed by ex-husband Johnny Depp. Heard described herself in the op-ed as a public figure representing domestic abuse. A jury in Virginia sided with Depp. Heard told NBC's Today Show,
"It was important for me not to make it about him or to do anything like defame him. I had lawyers, teams of lawyers, review all the drafts of this."
Heard says she was loaning her voice to a bigger cultural conversation. Heard fears more possible defamation lawsuits by Depp, saying it's what those types of lawsuits are meant to do.
It's meant to take your voice.
Despite the tempestuous relationship between Heard and Depp and the explosive libel trial,
"I love him. I loved him with all my heart. And I tried the best I could to make a deeply broken relationship work."
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.